USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There could be a vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday after Democrats announced they would pursue two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president called the articles sheer political madness.
Even the Democrats, they couldn't find very much because they put up two articles that, frankly, are very weak.
Democrats argued his violations are continuing. Just this week, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, returned from another trip to Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff responded to critics.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 28, the S&P down 3, and the Nasdaq down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
One officer is dead, along with five other people, in a number of shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey. Police Chief Michael Kelly says they encountered heavy rifle fire coming from one building.
Units responded and were immediately engaged by high-powered rifle fire. A citywide assist was called. At that time, we were learning at the same time that we had another officer down in another part of the city.
That officer has been identified as Detective Joe Seals, who died from his wounds. He was shot in another location after what Kelly says was an effort to take guns away from suspects. After his shooting, the two suspects ended up in a market where there was a lengthy shootout. They were killed, along with two bystanders. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 28 points, the S&P 500 was down 3, and the Nasdaq Composite was down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The North American Free Trade Agreement trade deal has been replaced. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
On the same day that U.S. House Democrats released two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal has also been made with the White House concerning the USMCA trade agreement, which is to replace NAFTA and which has been one of President Trump's top priorities. Pelosi says,
again, the bill came a very long distance from the first treaty they wanted to sign to the one that they're signing today. So we feel very happy about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the cost. John Clemens reports.
Results in the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is one in four Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.